The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sibilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do,
good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio with Al and Joe and Debbie. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. 7:06 on AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station for all of Salem media. Streaming worldwide these days. It's a wild, wild thing in the media. AM970TheAnswer.com. James Rosen is kind enough to join us. Newsmax chief White House correspondent, author of Scalia. We have to plug this brilliant book that James wrote. He's a great author. Scalia, Rise to Greatness, 1936 to 1986. Mr. Rosen, welcome back to the show, James. Always great to have you with us, my friend.
Great to be with you, Mr. Piscopo.
I'm laughing because I'm looking at your X feed with a great, great little sketch that you did of Batman. But while you were waiting to be called on by Admiral Kirby, you're the best. You are the best. I swear.
I think doodling has many benefits.
It's great. You with the Batman with the cape and everything. Why Batman? Was it something?
I've missed several callings in life, and one of them was to be a comic book illustrator.
Growing up on Staten Island, I
idolized this guy named Neal Adams. That's N-E-A-L. Neal Adams.
Okay.
From the time I was like 7 or so in 1975. Yeah. Until he died, beyond his death, he died in 2022 at the age of 80. Neal Adams was not only the greatest comic book artist who ever lived, who revolutionized both the product that you held in your hands and the process that put that comic book in your hands, just like the Beatles and Muhammad Ali.
I think he's
one of the greatest American artists of all time. Let's do this, Joe. Who is the most successful American artist in history? And how do we judge a success for an artist? I'm talking about the visual arts. I'm talking about not music but sculpting, painting, drawing, right? Success could be measured in one of two ways. Dollars earned in their lifetime or eyeballs that gaze on their work, number of sheer eyeballs that gazed on their work. And by both metrics, the most successful artist in American history, it's the same person. That's Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts. Charlie Brown and Snoopy, who was routinely pulling down $20 to $50 to $80 million a year, year after year after year.
What?
Of course, towards the end of Peanuts. And of course, Peanuts ran for 50 years. It was translated into something like 300 languages and so what, and into space.
Yeah.
So no American artist earned more money or was seen by more eyeballs, had his work seen by more eyeballs than Charles Schulz. Neal Adams is responsible for many of the most famous, iconic images of Superman and Batman that we've all seen. He was most active in the early 70s, but they're still putting these images on shot glasses and T-shirts today. And anyway, look him up on the internet, Neal Adams.
Fabulous.
And that's why I was drawing Batman, because even in my sixth decade, I'm still struggling unsuccessfully to show that I could be like Neal Adams.
No, I think it was great. And then, but when Admiral Kirby, who's actually to me James Rosen, if I may, I watch, Corinne Jean-Pierre, and I mean, you feel for her. It's just, that's really not her, in my opinion. This is Piscopo talking. It's not really, her thing. But Kirby's great. Even he may be telling you not telling you something. He may be, I don't want to use the word lying, but he may be just turning this to the positive in what he's talking about. But he's good at the podium, is he not, Kirby? Seems like he's likable. Yeah, right?
This is of course, a retired rear admiral in the U.S. Navy.
Yeah.
This is someone who has run briefings at the Pentagon and the State Department previously.
Yeah.
Someone who I've worked with for many, many years. I think there's a mutual respect there. And someone who's so well-versed in the subject matters that he is called upon to explicate for the American people. And I think a lot of people would see a stark contrast in all of those kinds of attributes and experiences with Ms. Jean-Pierre.
Yeah, sure. But that was a Zoom meeting you had? Forgive me, I geek out. I think it's so cool what you do.
Yeah, sure.
And you are the voice of the people coming out of the press room, but you had a Zoom meeting. Oh, man, I'm not a fan of Zooms, James. No wonder you're doodling. I mean, really. I mean, honestly, right?
You know, I also doodle in the actual live briefings in person. Many years ago, in the year, remember Conan O'Brien in the year 2000?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So in the year 2000, I sat when I was with Fox News in the front row in the briefing, in the briefing room, and delivering the briefing it wasn't the press briefing, it was a kind of a special briefing. It was the White House Chief of Staff at the time, a man named John Podesta.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Emails would later be leaked by WikiLeaks in 2016.
Yeah.
But in 2000, he was the chief of staff in the final year of the Clinton presidency. And he came out to give a special niche briefing on the subject of e-commerce, which was scarcely heard of term or sector back then.
Right.
Although I was already on eBay buying Neil Adams things on eBay in 2000.
Yeah.
But be that as it may.
Yeah.
And I did a caricature of John Podesta on my notepad.
Cool.
I was always very fond of like using my notepad and drawing right over the lines to draw my friends or savage people on airplane flights and so forth, just for amusement. There's a lot of these framed around Washington, I can tell you that for a fact. And in any case, after the briefing was over, I put it in an envelope and I put his name on it and I dropped it off at what we call lower press. Which is a room right off the briefing room. There's a little sliding door that Karine Jean-Pierre comes out of and disappears into.
On
the other side of that is lower press, and beyond that, up a few steps, is upper press, and upper press is really just a few feet from the Oval Office. But I dropped off this envelope with John Podesta's name to the people in lower press. That's the sort of frontline press area where young people work and get some great experiences in the White House.
Yeah.
And nothing came of it, except 2 weeks later I received in the mail an envelope on White House embossed stationery. And it had my name scribbled in big Sharpie blue ink. And I opened up this envelope, and then there was a card embossed with the presidential seal. And inside was some more thick blue Sharpie writing, and it said, "James, thanks for the drawing. Not too interested in e-commerce, I see. John Podesta."
That's great. That is so funny, you know. But you should... the upper press, the lower press. Yeah, James Rosen and the lower press. Do they know who you are? Do you go up to the lower press and do you say, "Do you know who I am?"
Lower is really that only denotes the fact that upper press is up a few steps, and officials whose offices are in upper press.
I am James Rosen.
Are higher rank than those in lower press.
That's unbelievable. James, whatever you're doing great, and it's just especially with all the nonsense that's happening. I want to get to that for a second, but I want to, if I may, 7:13 in the morning with James Rosen and Joe Piscopo. You went Costa Rica, James Rosen,
Joe, because I cover nonsense, right? I'm on the nonsense beat.
No, we're going to get into it in a minute, but let me have some fun with you, which we love doing, okay. James Rosen, if I may, respectfully, sir. Costa Rica, I'm telling you, I've never been, you seem to be a home kind of guy, a staycation kind of guy. Was this an assignment, if I may, yes, sir, or did you actually, with the family in Costa Rica, huh?
The staycation guy, Joseph, has visited 53 countries on
TV. Excuse me. Excuse me, Mr. Upper Press Room now.
Huh? Wow. And those were mostly trips with like presidents or secretaries of state where you hit 10 countries in 8 days. And so as a consequence, I tell people that I've been to a million places I would actually like to see sometime.
But,
But I love going away, and this was a wonderful vacation in Costa Rica last week. The only downside to it being the continued presence of my family with me. You know what it is to vacation with teenagers, Joe. We have a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old, but this may be the last of the family vacations, honestly, because, you know how it gets.
You know me, please. I'm Mr. Mom. My whole life is dedicated to going around, going from one thing to the other, to one event to the other event. Of course, my joke, that I always tell you, I have a child at every exit in the state of New Jersey. So I am very, 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 I am very busy. I'm up and down, and still waiting for that Joe Piscopo rest stop. By the way, James Rosen, I really am,
I'm gonna make that a mission.
Yeah, well, maybe. You know what? Can you ask?
Maybe get rid of Clara Barton. Okay, come on.
It's Clara. Who is no? I don't want to disrespect.
I'm sure she did many heroic things. I don't know, but
no. But there are. How many times have you gone by a rest stop in the great state of New Jersey? Who is that? Vince Lombardi, certainly legendary. John Bon Jovi, certainly. Bruce Springsteen. I mean, you got Frank Sinatra now down by Atlantic City. You got to have that. Maybe. But they're gonna see the problem with me. They'll give me like Route 31 off of 100 and County. I'll get like some ancillary.
You're on 440 near Perth Amboy.
Exactly, by the oil refineries, the Joe Piscopo rest stop.
I gotta be honest, Joe. I grew up on Staten Island. There's three bridges that connect Staten Island to New Jersey, and I was over all of them many times.
Yeah,
but most frequently, as you drive out toward Newark Airport, let's say, there are these giant shipping container,
things out there by the water, and they
look like enormous mechanical horses to me as a child. They did. Yeah. And then you have all these smokestacks, and you have all these petrochemical complexes. And I honestly used to wonder as a kid in the back seat looking out at all of this, why did they call this the Garden State? I don't see gardens. I see smokestacks.
And don't forget mechanical horses. James, this is why I love you, man. I talk about that. I'll go to the Jersey functions, and that right there that you just described, exit 13A on the New Jersey Turnpike, while your oil refineries, it looks like aliens loading up cargo. You don't know what that is. There's ships. And then in the middle of it all, at a toll booth, as you're waiting to pay your $20 toll, a 767 goes blaring over your head in Newark Airport.
Than the fate of Sonny at the toll booth, right?
But yeah, exactly. But the fact of the matter is, three quarters of the state is indeed Garden State. Cranberries, strawberries.
Learned that New Jersey has many beautiful areas.
Absolutely does. Hey, James, before we let you go, and thanks so much. By the way, I was in Staten Island last night for Blue Lives Matter. Chaz Palminteri was there for his Cooley's Anemia organization. We were at Don Roberto's. I stopped by Casa Belvedere. I am now, did you know, James Rosen, before we let you go, that it was Joe Piscopo Day on Staten Island that the president of Staten Island, Vito Fasella, deemed it Joe Piscopo Day for no reason, but I was so proud of that. I mean,
I know, I can say I know both men. I got a beef. Do I have time to air a beef?
Yeah, absolutely. Always. Absolutely. Always time for a beef. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to eat into Debbie Duhaime's time. You know, I'm respectful. This is a team.
She'll understand. She will understand.
So, Chad, you mentioned Chaz Palminteri, brilliant actor. You know, I still remember seeing Bronx Tale in theaters.
Yeah.
And he's done many great things since. I called up his office about a year ago because I was interested in writing about the person I consider the most underrated performer of the 20th century. And maybe you've had him on your show. Maybe you've even met him.
Yeah.
Maybe you've introduced him somewhere. Larry Chance of Larry Chance in the Earth, who died last year, shortly after I was in touch with Mr. Palminteri's office. Larry Chance and the Earls had a top 10 hit.
Yes, of course.
Remember Then.
Yes.
In 1962, which was a doo-wop song that sort of was odd and out of place even in 1962 because doo-wop had kind of been a spent force at that point in terms of chart success.
Remember that one. That one, right? Right.
And an incredible voice. And he never again duplicated that success, but he kept in business forever. And it's a sort of like a Broadway Danny Rose type of story.
Yeah.
And I wanted to write about Larry Chance and write about all of this. And I contacted the offices of Martin Scorsese and Chaz Palminteri to see if they would be willing to issue a comment on the music of Larry Chance and the Earls. Because The Harptones version of one of those songs that Larry Chance did well with is used in one of those movies. Well, yeah. I think it might be the Bronx Tale.
Yeah, yeah.
And both offices basically said, no thanks.
Did you
now
tell
I understand
them
that you are tight with Chaz Palminteri? What is going to be done about this, Joe?
You, whatever you need. I know a guy. I know a guy. I got it covered. I got it covered. You know what? Chaz is one of the, he was there. He's one of my best friends and a great guy. And we had a great chat. If you need,
ask him
you need,
if he knows about Larry Chance and the Earls.
And would you care to talk to James Rosen about it? May I do that?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do that. Absolutely. We'll have that. We'll make that happen.
If Don Piscopo has Chaz Palminteri and the other judges and policemen in his pocket, like so many coins, to salute. This is what is happening.
When have I denied a favor for a friend? I mean, really. I mean, you know, when have I... James, you're the best. Oh,
but after
so
all,
much
you may charge me, Joe, after all. We are not communists.
Richard Conti, Bozzini. I knew it was Bozzini all along. And you knew it was Bozzini all along. I know you did, you know.
What are you worried about, Joe? If I wanted this segment dead, I'd have killed it already.
How could you possibly have so much information in your mind, Mr. Rosen? How do you know about Larry Chance and the Earls? You weren't even born yet. Oh, James, you're the best. You are the best. Listen, when you come back, maybe we'll talk, oh, I don't know, news? Maybe what we
nonsense.
Get. Yeah. James, you are the best. We love you, man. And
you,
listen,
Joseph.
Welcome
you're
home.
Soul.
Yeah, listen, come back and keep up the awesome work at Newsmax White House correspondent James Rosen. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. All right, James, talk to you soon, my friend. Call Chaz Palminteri for James Rosen. Okay, note to myself. I got it. He goes, I don't want to cut into Debbie Duhame traffic.
Oh,
he
that
goes,
was so cute. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He's the best.
He my time. Anytime.
He is absolutely brilliant. He really is.
Yes.
And a great reporter and just a lot of fun. How does he have so much information,
I know,
like that, right? Right?
Mind that
remembers everything. Yeah, I know. Who did the graphics on the Batman comics? I mean, you know, 7:22. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. How we doing? How we doing, Wynn?
Good morning to you, Joe, and good morning to James, and good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening, guys, as we take a ride to the New England Thruway. It's really busy, Joe, southbound at the 287 in Port Chester. An accident was just pushed off to the shoulder. Taconic southbound in Putnam Valley, they just cleaned up an accident. Over on the Meadowbrook North, right by Babylon Turnpike, it's a car fire. That one is off on the shoulder right now as well. We are seeing some volume here at the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, waiting about 35 minutes. Lincoln 30, Holland 30. It's busy on 208 southbound, getting down toward Paramus. Pockets of volume on the Garden State Parkway in both directions, out through Bloomfield. Route 9 southbound at Ryan Road in Manalapan. All lanes closed. It's an ongoing accident investigation. And Route 1 northbound at Green Street and Woodbridge, a crash being cleared. Subway is running on or close to schedule. Partly cloudy today, high of 56. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
Well, I tell you about Relief Factor because I love you and I want you out of pain. And it's very simple. If you go to relieffactor.com, you're going to see Relief Factor, and then you'll see a couple other great products, a newly redesigned website that you will love. You can call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number for the word relief. And there's so many things I tell you about Leah on the couch in tears, didn't know what to do. She started taking Relief Factor 8 days. She found relief. 8 days. She continued to get quote-unquote better and better, right? Keith, 51 years old, he felt like, he was hurting. He started to feel so much better after taking Relief Factor. He went on to pursue a second degree black belt. Episcopo, me, I tell you, I was gimping around a little bit, really. And then I said, I knew Relief Factor. We knew the folks at Relief Factor. We talked with Relief Factor. They come on the show to advertise. And I start taking Relief Factor. so I could talk about it with you. And darn it, 5 days out of pain. And I got to tell you, and I keep telling you this, the beauty of being out of pain is when you are out of pain and all of a sudden you have to think about it for a second. Wait a minute. Ooh, you're not favoring one part of your body. You're out of pain. I think I can get you out of pain. For me, 5 days I was out of pain. So the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit is only $19.95 and it comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. All right. So call please 800-4-RELIEF. They have an actual person there that you'll want to talk to. I think you'll enjoy chatting with 800-4-RELIEF or again, relieffactor.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tech earnings step up after the Wall Street closed today with reports from Microsoft and Google's parent Alphabet. Ray Wong of Constellation Research is anticipating some positive developments from Google, especially involving artificial intelligence.
On the Alphabet side, you're going to see that the Google Cloud aspect is actually helping them a lot. Gemini is taking hold. Plus, they also have new chips out there and work with CPUs, TPUs, and GPUs, all the things that you need to make AI happen. So I think you're going to see some good stuff coming from the Google side.
The gross domestic product for the first quarter economic growth is released today, along with the weekly number of new claims for unemployment benefits and pending home sales for March. American Airlines releases earnings today, and Southwest Airlines is also reporting. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet. You need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Michael's of Brooklyn. You know, talking about Brooklyn, so many people from Brooklyn. A lot of folks, I met some great law enforcement folks from Brooklyn last night. And if you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, it's right there on Avenue R. Nostrand. You can see Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself. And you will have cuisine made from scratch. I always tell you this. When I have my gnocchi arrabbiata at Michael's of Brooklyn, my favorite meal, everybody knows the Piscopo. We call the gnocchi arrabbiata. The broccoli rabe, perfect consistency in the broccoli rabe, but branzino alla griglia. So it's just made, just no sauce, no nut, just olive oil grilled. It is just spectacular. I'm going to make you hungry, I know, in the morning. But you know, with the gnocchi, I always see the fork marks. Why? It's all made from scratch. Cuisine made from scratch at Michael's of Brooklyn. And don't forget, around the country, you can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com, join the Sauce of the Month Club. You can go into your supermarket. You could pick up the homestyle gravy, the puttanesca, the marinara, the arrabbiata that I love. You know, you're in supermarkets all around America. But in the meantime, if you get a chance to go to Avenue R off of Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn, you want to check out Michael's of Brooklyn. Here's the number. You got to call because everybody's going. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community since 1964.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
GQ.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's 7:29. Great to have you with us. Dr. Gil Lederman is going to join us after the news to talk about the response to these campus protests. Again, we have to applaud Speaker Johnson, Nicole Malliotakis, Representative Lawler going down there. And I'm going to tell you who was down there and addressing the crowd. Of course, they pretty much got booed off the stage, but at least they went down and spoke about it. I don't know where Chuck Schumer is. And some Democrats have gone, and Josh Gottheimer has gone down. And I hear Dan Goldman, who was like the pit bull of the party, going up against Donald Trump. And but he was down. But at least they showed up, you know. At least they went down there and they showed up. What's going to happen? I don't know why. I just plain don't know why. If they're going to fight the police. And I don't know what they're... You're supporting Hamas. How out of it can you possibly be? Now, this is a concerted effort. Who is it? Where's the press on this? I want to see all the mainstream media. I want to see all these great news organizations find out who it is that is putting these kids up to it. The kids are useful idiots. The kids they really are. And again, and if you're going to, if I may, lock up people for going into the Capitol on January 6th a couple of years ago, right? If you're going to do that, then, and again, it was, I just think the whole January 6th thing seems so set up to me. They waited, rally for Trump. Wait a minute, 500,000 people. Let's not put the National Guard there. Let's put the feds on the ground and let's entrap some people. I don't know. And am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think so. It's just reeked that. But, if you're a person there and you're going into the Capitol and you're going up against a cop, then you know you should be in jail. So, and if you're a protester and you're there, at the colleges now, protesting for Hamas and you fight a cop, then you should go to jail too. But why aren't they? Why aren't they being they're being taken away and then being let out but on behalf of January 6th, they're still in jail. Some of those people are still in jail. What's the difference there? If I may. And again, you have agitators then, and you have agitators now. Who are these people? Why they made such a big thing about January 6th? Look what's happening on college campuses. Who's doing it? Where's the press? Where's the mainstream media to find out who these people are that are agitating and having these useful idiots on the campus? These mindless kids, the poor kids. I mean, really, they're going in, and should they not be just kicked out of school? Inexcusable. Happening all over the country now, not just in New York. 7:32, it's a Joe on the radio. We'll get into it with Dr. Gil Lederman when we come back. And we wish you a good Thursday morning. You know, as we go into springtime, it's going to be warm. And again, I am so just enamored with good coming from the Blue Lives Matter, supporting the New York Police Department and lives lost, those in the line of duty. I should have had a cigar last night. But I felt like I smoked 10 in the room.
Because
it was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I remember, I can remember being like maybe 12 or 13 the first time I went on my father's golf outing, and I'd never been around that much cigar smoke in my life. Yeah. I thought I was going to be sick on the golf course.
It was at a
3.
It was at a restaurant, right? Not like a cigar place. It was at a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So the filtration systems are not that great. If you go to a cigar place, they have these big vents. That while you're smoking, the smoke
you could have
right up.
You could have been outside, but they. Right. You know what's cool about it, Al? Right. You would have loved it. They rolled their own cigars. Mm. They rolled cigars.
And guitars.
Yeah. There is nothing. No, seriously. There is nothing like a freshly rolled cigar.
They were doing it right there.
I was covering the World Series between the Yankees and the Marlins back in the early 2000s, and we were down in Florida, and you know where the old Joe Robbie Stadium was in the middle of nowhere, off of the highway, and so Major League Baseball put up an enormous tent to throw a party after every game that the Marlins and Yankees played, and the first thing you did before you walked into the party. There was a guy with an enormous tobacco leaf with smaller tobacco, and he was hand-rolling fresh cigars for you, and he would give you one or two when you'd walk in. And the Marlins manager at the time, Jack McCown, he was a huge cigar guy. They won that game that night. They handed him, I swear to you, had to be 20 cigars in his hand. He was so excited, ripped one off, started smoking. But it's really cool watching this guy as he's rolling the cigar putting the material on it so that it keeps the cigar in place. It was a phenomenal thing.
It was nice. And before we break at 7:34, I got to tell you, too, they were rolling cigars. This was at a place called Don Roberto's on Staten Island and for Blue Lives Matter and for Cooley's Anemia, the foundation of the Chaz and Gianna Palminteri Children's Foundation. So we went, but I would go. It was so crowded and so successful. Everybody, Joe, how are you? Joe, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Joe, thanks a lot. Thanks. I'm telling you, we are great, and we are just a good people as Americans. And I see it in Italy too, and I saw it when I was in Japan, and I saw it in Peru. Mankind is good. We're just seeing. I don't know why the bad is what surfaces. But a salute to the NYPD and all their service that they do. They were on horseback. They were there, and it was great. And I met everybody and shook hands. And some of these cops look so young. I got to tell you something. Some of these cops look. I always say that to Colonel Callahan. Doing such a great job with the another stellar law enforcement group, the New Jersey State Police. Great, great group. Young, you know, they're young. We have to support our law enforcement, protect them, and we appreciate all the hard work, certainly of the NYPD. So we salute the NYPD and Blue Lives Matter. And shout out to Sergeant Joe Imperatrice, and his beautiful mom was there, and his brother was there. Got to meet the Imperatrice family, and a shout out to Papa Imperatrice, sending my personal best over the airwaves. 7:35, Joe on the radio, Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York and New Jersey Congress members are teaming up to introduce legislation to stop the MTA's controversial congestion pricing plan. New York Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer say the bipartisan measure would prohibit the plan to charge drivers an average of $15 to enter below Manhattan 60th Street from going into effect. The duo says residents commuting from Staten Island in New Jersey would be forced to pay more than $4,600 in tolls every year. Gottheimer and Malliotakis have been criticizing the plan since it was first approved, calling it a cash grab that will lead to more traffic and more pollution. It comes after the MTA said it would give New Jersey a share of what it collects from the tolls. A woman from New Jersey is getting a second chance at life thanks to surgeons at NYU Langone Hospital. 54-year-old Lisa Pisano suffered from extreme kidney and heart failure and couldn't get a traditional transplant. Earlier this month, Pisano got the first ever combined implant of a heart pump and a genetically modified pig kidney. Doctors describe her kidney function so far as perfect. Doctors also say she still faces plenty of rehab and added they cannot put a specific time frame on her survivability. In sports, Mets snapped their 3-game losing streak. They blew out the Giants 8-2 in the series finale, and the Yankees have won 2 in a row after bashing the Athletics by the final of 7-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Inbound George, Lincoln, and the Holland at 30 in across the board. Kind of busy on the New England Thruway south at 287 at Portchester with a crash. We're seeing delays on the Meadowbrook North right by Babylon Turnpike. That car fire is now off on the shoulder. Watch for a lot of volume this morning as you head over to the Van Wyck south, getting down toward Rockaway Boulevard. And we're still seeing some volume here as you take a ride over to the westbound BQE. Stop and go through Meeker Morgan. Eastbound BQE slowing down by the Battery Tunnel. Problems on Route 9 southbound at Ryan Road in Manalapan. All lanes closed. It's an ongoing accident investigation. Route 4 eastbound at Paramus Road in Paramus. It's a crash being cleared. 208 southbound slowing down through Fairlawn. And we're still seeing delays on the Garden State Parkway in both directions out through Bloomfield. Checking in on the forecast. Partly cloudy today. High of 56. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Here it is, April 25th. Now, I'm going to tell you, Mike Connors goes out from Connors and Sullivan. And I always tell you, you need a will, a trust, a power of attorney, healthcare proxy, all those things, estate plan. You do. It's just, again, if it's not the municipality or the state or the federal government, there's always going to be somebody, some mama Luke out there is going to try to take everything away that you work hard, so hard for your family. So Mike goes out and he does these seminars, free seminars. Now, this morning and this afternoon at Don Roberto's, I was just there. It may smell like a little cigar smoke, but that's okay. It's on Forest Avenue. It's on Staten Island. 11 a.m. Okay. 11 a.m. Don Roberto's right there on Forest Avenue where I was last night. You'll see Mike Connors live, and you have a free seminar. Anything you need to know. Also, 3 p.m. as well. So it's 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. right there on Forest Avenue. Don Roberto's, that's today. Tomorrow, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard. Mike travels to Bayside, Queens, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And the 29th on Monday, Monday coming up, the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, 3 p.m., 7 p.m. How about Tuesday, April 30th? Look at all the seminars, free seminars from Mr. Connors himself, who says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. You can go to Sheepshead Bay on the 30th, that Tuesday, next Tuesday, Buckley's Restaurant, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Now, if you can't make any of these free seminars, please call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500 for your own free initial consultation within right there at any of the locations of Connors and Sullivan with an attorney from Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500 or ConnorsandSullivan.com.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
All right, Joe on the radio telling you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation helping America's heroes ever since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities, who serve our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. So please join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month. That's all we ask at T2T.org. It's T, the number two, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Dr. Gil Lederman is an expert in prostate cancer, host of a Radio Surgery New York with Dr. Gil Lederman, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Dr. Gil, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. Thanks for taking the time, my friend.
Thank you. God bless you for all the good work.
Oh, we're trying, Dr. Lederman. I'm telling you, we appreciate you jumping on. And before we get into anything medical, I'm so stunned and puzzled by what's happening in New York. And with the anti-Semitic rise, and I know how pro-Israel you are. I know how proud you are of your heritage. When we broke bread together, we sat down and we talked about it, and you talked about the greatness of the Jewish heritage. What is leading to all this anti-Semitic rise? And do these kids, if I may, Dr. Lederman, do the kids know even what they're doing, speaking out on behalf of Hamas, these atrocious barbarians? Do these kids know what they're doing? Let's start there, Dr. Gil, if we can, sir.
We've got the best and the brightest, as was told in the 70s about the Vietnam War, the best and the brightest at Harvard and Yale and MIT at NYU and Brown, all the way across America to USC and everywhere in between. They're protesting. Now, a normal person would be so happy. They're protesting because they must be protesting against Iran and Iran attacking Israel with 350 ballistic missiles and drones and cruise missiles, the largest attack in history against a little state the size of your state, New Jersey. Can you imagine New Jersey getting 350 ballistic missiles and drones in an overnight attack?
Yeah.
Randomly sent to attack civilians and buildings, and even the in Jerusalem, the holy sites. This is what Iran did. You'd think that the protesters would be protesting Iranian building a bomb, an Iranian killing gays, an Iranian harassing women and killing women for not wearing a habij on their head. No, they're not protesting the Iranians killing people or sending bombs. You know, they're protesting the victim, Israel, the victim. It's just unbelievable. The protesters don't seem to be concerned about Iran attacking citizens, hanging gays, killing women. No, what are they doing? To me, it seems like it's all an anti-Semitic attack. They're not worried about Russia going into Ukraine and attacking civilians in Ukraine unprovoked. They're not concerned about North Korea putting their people in cages or killing the people. They're not concerned about China using slave labor. They're not concerned about China buying oil from Iran to fund terrorism. They're concerned about the victim. Israel's been the victim. Israel was sitting there. There was a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. October 7th, Hamas violated it. They came in. They killed 1,200 people. It was brutal. I was there. I went to Gaza, and I went to the kibbutzim in the western Negev. I saw it. I met with hostages. You know, I saw the ovens where babies were baked. They went into homes. They took babies. They turned on the family oven and put the babies in the oven. They raped the woman. They would have the husband watch while the wife was being raped, and they cut out the eyes of the husband, the heart, the liver, and then they killed them. And they took 250 hostages where they're sitting today. There's still 8 American hostages. 30 Americans were killed. You don't hear anything about this government. Where are the American hostages? What are we doing to get our hostages out? And, of course, what about the Israelis who are suffering even worse? So it's just a calamity in my view. And what are these protesters doing? They're not protesting the hostages. They're not protesting that babies were put in ovens. They're not protesting that women were raped and nails pounded into their genitalia. No, they're protesting the victim. It's just ludicrous.
I am shocked that we don't have anybody in charge, Dr. Gill. And speaking with Dr. Gill Lederman, and thank you for just speaking like everybody else should be speaking this morning. And I'm shocked. There's no now. You had Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, step up, and now I understand some Democrats walked around and observed this. Where from the top? Where's the leadership from the White House? This is inexcusable. And should they not, Dr. Gill, if I may, shouldn't they just kick these kids out of school? Done. Off campus, you're done. We're revoking your membership as a student because you're supporting they're supporting terrorism. They're supporting Hamas. Dr. Gill, they got the picture of the head of Hamas. Who are these people? But let me ask this, if I may, Dr. Lederman. I'm sorry, because I get upset like you get upset, and there's no reason for this. Who's running this? Who's this 501c4? Who's running this and who's behind this, sir?
Okay, so overnight in the Wall Street Journal, it was reported that the Rockefeller Foundation made their money in oil, and Soros Foundation is funding thousands of people and thousands of dollars in creating this terror across America. So it's our own people, it's our own Americans who are doing it. You asked about the White House. Well, of course, it seems like the White House is more afraid about Dearborn, Michigan, than a democratic country, our ally in the Middle East, Israel, or America, the future of America. Where are we? And then they talk about the protesters, talk about apartheid. So let's talk about apartheid for a minute. You can go to Israel, and I know you've been to Israel. You can sit on the beach in Israel, and just as likely as sitting on the beach will be a pretty girl who's an Arab girl or an Israeli Jewish girl. Yeah. You can go to a hospital. A large proportion of the nurses and doctors in Israeli hospitals are Arab doctors and nurses. Pharmacists, a large proportion are Arab pharmacists. Supreme Court of Israel has Arab citizens on the Supreme Court. In the Knesset, the parliament or the Congress of Israel, there's Arab members. There is no such thing as apartheid, and it's just ludicrous. It's a big hate crime. It's a hate crime against the Jewish people and a hate crime against Israel. It's just a hate crime. And these protesters could know better. They don't choose to know better, but they could know better.
Yeah, so true. To your point, we got to let you go. But when these kids are calling the NYPD the KKK, and then the most diverse, ethnically diverse organization on the planet is the New York Police Department. When I was at the Wailing Wall and I was in Jerusalem, I saw every walk of life, from Muslims to Christians to Hindus to Orthodox. It was everywhere, and it's inexcusable. We're going to keep the fight. I love your heart in this, Dr. Lederman, because you got to speak from the heart. But I got to ask you, because we're going to listen to Radio Surgery New York with Gil Lederman on AM 970, The Answer, by the way. But in regards to the prostate, if I can just pivot there, when a guy goes, what numbers are the danger zone of prostate cancer, Dr. Gil? If we could lean on your medical expertise, as much as we love your love of Israel, your medical expertise, what's the danger zone? When should a guy worry? What numbers are danger? Yes, please.
Every man should know what his PSA is. If the man doesn't know, his woman should know what it is, because the woman should love and take care of him as much as he does.
Yeah.
So many men don't know what their PSA is. So that's issue number one. PSA is a simple blood test. It takes 2 minutes to do. It's called prostatic-specific antigen.
Okay.
The level could be less than four. So if it's more than four, it's a danger zone. And you can have cancer even if it's less than four. That's why people come and talk about it. Many people come and get checked out who've never had a PSA. So getting a PSA is issue number one.
Okay.
You don't have to have symptoms. One of the big fallacies is you have to have symptoms or bleeding or pain. No, you don't have to have anything, nothing to have prostate cancer. You just have to be alive, number one. Number two, you don't have to have a family history. 90% of people with cancer, and this is all cancers, 90% of people with cancers have no family history. So a lot of people come and say, oh, why do I have cancer? I don't have any family history of cancer. That's what happens to most people who have cancer. There's no family history. And early on, when you want to catch a cancer, there's no signs. That's why we do colonoscopy and PSA and physical exam and blood testing. These tests should be done for someone who wants to live long and healthy life, like you.
We're trying, boss. Listen, we appreciate it. Appreciate your expertise. Radio Surgery New York with Dr. Gil Lederman right here on AM 970, The Answer. And keep the fight. And please come back anytime and always, Dr. Gil. We can't get the word out enough to get this mounting anti-Semitism, this mounting barbarism that is being supported by, of all people, our college students, is inexcusable. So thanks for your heart, Dr. Gil Lederman. And let's talk soon, sir.
God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you, too, as well, Dr. Gil Lederman. Joe on the radio, 751, 752, right now with Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Alternate side parking rules are in effect inbound Georgia, Lincoln, and the Holland 30, and across the board. We're seeing delays on the New England Thruway southbound by 287. It's an accident in Port Chester. 4 eastbound at Paramus Road and Paramus, an accident. Watch for delays. Route 9, it's closed southbound at Ryan Road and Manalapan with an accident. Investigation still going on there. And it looks like your subways are running on or close to schedule. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's medical minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
The symptoms associated with inflammatory bowel disease may vary. Symptoms of ulcerative colitis are typically bloody diarrhea with severe urgency and an incomplete sense of evacuation of stool after a bowel movement. In Crohn's, patients may result in diarrhea or constipation even, but often present with abdominal pain, intestinal blockages that are associated with nausea and vomiting. Sometimes an abnormal connection known as a fistula can develop between the intestine and another organ, leading to infections or other abscesses.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCare RX, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCare RX. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Worried about inflation, digital currencies, political turmoil, and the future of your investments? It's time to take control with Conservative Wealth Protection Group. During these times, central banks are buying gold and precious metals at record levels. But the question is, are you? With access to the cheapest bullion in the nation, we have a deep understanding of the precious metals markets. We'll reveal strategies that both the wealthy and everyday patriots just like you are using to get the most out of their tax-deferred retirement plans. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, we provide guidance without high-pressure sales tactics. Our No Fees for Life IRA program offers the lowest prices on precious metals, along with tax-free and penalty-free transfers. Explore your options with a free consultation. Call 888-689-9444. That's 888-689-9444. Protect your family and your investments. Call 888-689-9444 now.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right, Joe, on the radio, talking about food for the poor, you know, throughout the Caribbean and Latin America, access to food is cut off by the devastating impact of COVID, of politics, the horror of what they're going through in Haiti, right? Skyrocketing food costs in agricultural communities. There has often been fewer harvests and less food produced, you know, due to a variety of things, and the price of available food is skyrocketing. So we ask you, and with respect and with incredible empathy for the insanity of this economy, if you can make any amount of a donation to Food for the Poor, it makes an incredible difference. $80. Let's talk about 80 bucks, right? Provides life-saving food for two children, $160. A gift like that provides life-saving food for four children, $320. You could feed 10 children, I'm telling you. So all you got to do is click on the red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com. You could call 855-919-4673, 855-919-HOPE. And I know it's a tough time, but, you know, I made sure I gave something to Food for the Poor. And maybe, as I always tell you, when you get to the office, if there's a charity, what charity we can give to, you can get together and you could just go on am970theanswer.com and click on the Give Food banner and make a donation, you know, and everybody can kind of pool in a donation. We would love that because there, but for the grace of God, go all of us with these children around the world. Here's the number. It's 855-919-HOPE. Or click the red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com. Today's weather report is sponsored by Diamondback Ready Mix. When you're looking for concrete materials for your next construction project, call on the experts of Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors. 718-650-5649. All right, Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeffrey, how are we doing today on this Thursday?
Well, doing okay. We're going to see a little bit of sunshine breaking through the clouds as we start off this morning, but it'll be plenty of sunshine by the afternoon, not warming up much, though. We're going to only be at 57 degrees and then dip down to 41 tonight, staying chilly with a clear sky, and there's even going to be areas where frost and even a freeze is possible, especially far northern and western suburbs, so just be aware of that. Now, tomorrow, we're in for sunshine, a high of 62. 61 sun, Saturday, and that's going to be with sun at first, some spotty showers in the afternoon.
All right, sounds good. And when's the really warm day? Sunday, you said, Jeff?
Monday, actually. That's going to be 80.
All right, now you're talking, my brother. That's what we're looking for. Thanks, Jeff Nordine at the Weather Answer Desk. We appreciate it. Joey on the radio, Gordon Chang. We're going to talk to Gordon about this TikTok ban. What's going on? Gordon the Great will join us momentarily. Councilwoman Vicky Palladino, fired up, and she's got a lot to chat about. Not to mention these pro-Hamas. They're called protests. They're turning into what seem to be riots. It's insanity what's going on in New York. Also, the Mayor Adams budget we'll talk about with Councilwoman Palladino. Judge Andrew Napolitano, kind enough to jump on about the ongoing Donald Trump trial. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Hey, Mark Morgan is with us as well. Joe Piscopo on the radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
45 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Long Island Railroad, 190 years old as of yesterday. LIRR's President Rob Free stopped by Grand Central Madison on Manhattan's east side to celebrate 190 years to the day that the railroad was founded as the busiest commuter railroad in North America and the oldest operating under its original name. It carries more than 200,000 riders every weekday. It saw a 41% service increase last year with the opening of Grand Central Madison, which brought LIRR service directly to Manhattan's east side. Free says Long Island thrives in part because of its access to a 24-hour safe and reliable transportation system, unlike any other in the country. The New York City Council's Committee on Technology holding an oversight hearing today on 311 operations and technological upgrades. The 311 service had more than 3 million requests last year and has seen a reduction in average wait times, largely due to increased staffing. However, some users have reported issues and concerns with the 311 mobile app, including GPS location accuracy. And the Federal Trade Commission banning non-compete agreements. According to the FTC, about 18% of the workforce in the U.S. covered by these agreements, which stops them from working for competitors or starting a new competing business when leaving a job. That's about 30 million people. The rule would ban these agreements for workers and force companies to let current and past employees know they won't be enforced. Pro-business groups expected to try to use legal action to block the rule from going into effect.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.